Broadcasting live from the Wake Forest Business Radio X studios in North Carolina, it's time for Carolina Connections, the radio show where business leaders connect.
Hello, this is your host, Anne Ravel Petcher. I'm here in the studio today with my bobblehead producer over there, Reed Powell. Hey, Reed.
Hey, Anne, how are you?
I'm great. Reed loves that opening. He's always got his head sort of doing the bobblehead thing.
Yeah, it's catchy.
I know. So, hey, Reed, are you interested in learning how businesses develop partnerships?
Super interested.
I thought you might be. That was the right answer, by the way.
That was genuine, too. It really was.
Well, we have some experts in that here in the studio today. We have with us today Hope Lynch, who is the manager of the Program Management Center of Excellence in the Office of the CIO at Red Hat. Hello, Hope.
Hello, Anne. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Hope has a great radio voice. We should keep her on the radio. We also have in the studio Gary Mendelson, who's the major account manager with Rally Software. Welcome back.
Well, thank you, Anne, and good morning.
Good morning. It's great to have you here again. For those people who missed it the first time you were on our show, Gary, would you just remind us about what Rally is and what you do?
Absolutely. So Rally itself is about a 13-year-old company. We really have two sets of expertise under one logo. We started as a software company where we help application developers operate in a more nimble manner. Since then, we've transformed the company into a world-class coaching organization. So in today's environment, you can't take 3 years to bring a product to market. Example, BlackBerry. So Rally helps you identify your priorities in your business, make sure that your organization is working towards those priorities, and as well provide the visibility so management can identify problems and help unblock them so that you can bring your product to market quickly and efficiently. And lastly, you know, as I mentioned, over a couple of years, we've transformed the company as well to work with a range of customers on their agile journeys. And now we offer, in addition to our software, services, coaching, classes, actually classes here in Raleigh, I might add, and transformational coaching that helps support customers in their agile journey.
What is an agile journey?
Well, an agile journey is, first of all, it's not an approach and it's not a book that you read. but if you think about what happened in the manufacturing industry in the 80s, it's about eliminating waste. It's about identifying the quickest way from point A to point B. It's about having the information available to you in a quick and effective manner to help you evaluate. It's about producing something quickly, but that may not be the end game, but proves out to itself in a quick manner, and it's either viable or not viable. You may have heard the terms lean in the past. The term lean is now being used in the software industry with regard to agile, meaning communicating lean, effectively and efficiently and in a lean manner.
So is this more a process or a type of software development platform, or how would you answer that question?
Well, I think that, agile is a process that companies help, that companies use to bring product to market faster. There are tools that help them make that process go quicker and more efficiently. Again, I noted earlier the opportunity to identify where there's a problem and then address it. You know, you don't want to be, say, 4 months into development and realize that you're developing the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's for sure. So, very interesting. Is it a big transformation for companies when they have to go to an agile environment?
Well, I'm interested to hear what Hope has to say, but I would argue yes. Many companies, it's a very big cultural change, but it's a change that's really necessary in today's environment. If you're not agile, then, and you're not able to stay abreast of the changing marketplace, I mean, think about this. So how many years ago was it that Sony owned the world? They had this thing called a Walkman, and everybody was out bicycling and walking with those cassette tapes. And then all of a sudden, Apple came out with the iPod, and it disrupted the Sony market, and things changed overnight.
Mm-hmm.
So you must be agile and nimble to survive.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think that it sounds like with this sort of consultative approach that you have, that partnerships are really important to your organization.
Unequivocally.
So I want to bring in one of your partners here. Hope, tell us a little bit about Red Hat first, just so everybody knows. Mm-hmm. People who aren't familiar with Red Hat, well, shame on them. But if just in case they're not, tell us about Red Hat first, if you would.
Red Hat is a company that has deep roots in North Carolina. It's a 20-plus-year-old company. Mm. Our headquarters is in Raleigh, but we are global with 80-plus offices around the world.
That I had no idea about.
Right? 80? 80-plus globally. Wow. We focus on open source software, mm-hmm. Primarily geared toward IT departments at some pretty major organizations. New York Stock Exchange, for example, is a customer of Red Hat. So if you have trades happening on the NYSE, mm-hmm. Red Hat is part of the backbone that's helping to make that happen. We focus on open hybrid technology as the future of IT, mm-hmm. A big push. You may have heard people talking about cloud and cloud technologies.
Sure, absolutely.
That's a space that Red Hat is heavily invested in. We have products like OpenStack, OpenShift. If you've heard infrastructure as a service, platform as a service, mm-hmm. I know I'm getting maybe a little jargony, but...
No, I think most of our audience is used to us having those, those terms flown around here.
But those are some of the major areas that we have interest in and investments in.
I never quite figured out how open source is really something that it means really that a lot of people can access the code. Is that correct?
It means that you have an opportunity through a community. Okay. That is one of the basis of how Red Hat was formed and continues to make the strong contributions in open source is you have a group of people who are very passionate, usually, mm-hmm. about making improvements in software, making sure that there are certain features that are available to others.
Gotcha.
And through an open collaborative model, they're able to make their contributions to the software code. So, for instance, at Red Hat, we use the code that is developed by the community. Mm-hmm. We provide that code to our subscription customers. What our customers pay for is our expertise.
Gotcha.
They don't pay us for the software.
Interesting. That's really interesting. Well, tell us about the Office of the CIO specifically. What happens in that role?
So much happens. it is a newer organization within IT at Red Hat. It has existed just over a year.
Oh.
That was formed so that some of the higher level things that the CIO was concerning himself with, we could have a more focused team of experts, if you will,
okay.
who would take those roles on a day-to-day basis. So there's my function with the Program Management Center of Excellence. We have technology business management. We have vendor relations. Mm. We have a variety of services that we provide out of that office for our internal groups, but we also do some consulting with external groups, not professionally, but just as a courtesy.
Interesting. Okay. And then the Program Management Center of Excellence.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
That is a smaller organization within the Office of the CIO, but what our goals are is to make sure that within IT specifically, we are able to act as a resource for our global community in IT mm. to help them understand what good project management and program management look like, to offer the resources they need to be able to complete their projects and programs in hopefully a more effective way, and to provide the tools that they need to get those projects and programs done. So our role is very much a support role to the organization, mm-hmm. but then we also look for opportunities to transform how people are doing work so that if we see an opportunity for them to be able to do their work in a more effective way, then we try and push that change throughout the organization.
Yeah, I'm thinking this is all about efficiency, right?
It really is.
Yeah, that's really, really cool. So let's talk about then the kinds of things that you need from a partner. Now that we can kind of mm-hmm. bring Gary back into the conversation, tell me about how this partnership got started. What are you each bringing to the table for each other?
Well, I will say, if you want to roll the curtain back a little more, Raleigh has been part of our, tool base in IT at Red Hat since around 2009.
Wow.
So there's a long history for us with Rally. Mm-hmm. More recently, since I was brought into the role in the Program Management Center of Excellence, we saw an opportunity to focus more on Agile. Historically, we'd had a lot of waterfall projects, but we noticed that more of our projects were becoming Agile. And since we recognized that, we knew that we should call an apple instead of an orange and find what was the most effective way for us to help our teams develop that software using Agile lifecycle methodologies. That's where Gary and his team have been a big help to us over the past year.
Great. So Gary and your team, what do you do to help this team development, I guess,
well,
is what it really is about.
Hope, this is not new to Hope. So, you know, when I first introduced myself to Hope, I said, I'm the throat to choke. And, you know, I am the sole point of contact for anything Rally related. Now, granted, I don't do technical support and things like that. But if there's a problem, they have my phone number and they pick it up. But, you know, ultimately what our goal is to help companies like Red Hat use our product in the most efficient and effective manner and get the most value out of the subscription that they're paying for. We do that through a variety of different things. One, you know, we'll do lunch and learn events. And, you know, food drives everything. So, you know, people will come to those and we'll talk about a specific topic or two. Secondarily, we provide an avenue into Rally R&D for Hope and the folks at Red Hat to provide their input into our organization so that we develop products that better meet their business needs.
Hmm.
In addition to that, you know, if there's a support related issue, we try to address that. We try to help onboard new employees. Again, we'll answer questions, and I work with a very talented woman named Summer Figueroa. Got to give her a plug. And
talent always deserves a plug.
Absolutely. And so Summer is a former developer, so she really gets it, and the folks at Red Hat really connect with her. But the point I was trying to bring forward is that sometimes there are things that they would like to do to enhance the Rally platform and just don't have the time and effort to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So Summer will write an application for them. They will then proof it and put it into their environment. And so we try to continue to add value so that, you know, when it comes time, I mean, the subscription business is a very interesting business from a software perspective. You have to earn your business every day. It's
well,
not
and
like,
you're both on a subscription basis.
Yes.
Right? So,
yes.
You know, you understand that from
yes.
each side of the business. Right?
Absolutely. And you know, every year or every 2 years, depending on the length of the agreement, you've got to, you know, is this bringing value to our organization? So it's not a one and done. And so we meet regularly. We offer these capabilities. And, you know, ultimately, as I shared with Hope, my focus is the R word. And I usually would take out my wallet at that point and say, it's not revenue. It's reference.
Ah, gotcha.
And one thing that Gary didn't mention, and maybe he's being modest, but I'll bring it up. It is part of the secret sauce of Rally, I think, for us in IT, the R word that we use is responsiveness.
Mm.
It is very rare to have a vendor mm-hmm. that you work with that you can have any of your users submit a trouble ticket to, and they will usually get a response in a day or less. You have a technical account manager who, regardless of what else is going on, will treat you like you are the only customer they have. You develop a relationship mm-hmm. beyond someone saying, well, you know, are you going to renew next year?
Right.
So it's very personal mm-hmm. and they're all very personable and they do help us in very material ways. So,
well, I was
going to
ask you about that. Outside of, you know, we were talking before the show started about how IT tends to get a negative, you know, perception because mm-hmm. everything IT does is so critical that the minute it doesn't work, it's a catastrophe, right?
Yes.
So people think of IT and they think of mostly tech support. And sometimes our conversations center around the support and the responsiveness. Tell me about the the positive end of that, as opposed to having to go back to fix something, what kinds of things are there that are making things better every day?
Some of the things that are making things better for us, when we were talking earlier, I was thinking, we're talking about developing agile software, but then there's also the agile mindset. So most people say the big A agile, little A agile. For IT, the push toward agility is very strong, and perhaps stronger than other areas of most companies.
Why is that?
Because for us, innovating faster is very important, because we are the foundation that the company runs on.
Right.
So if we lag, the company lags.
Gotcha.
We need to try and stay in the forefront. So developing software in an agile way is one of those ways that we can make sure that we're delivering value faster, that we're able to change direction a little quicker. Without committing to that long development cycle that often exists in waterfall projects, with an agile life cycle, you can say, well, 3 months ago, we thought we were going in this direction, but based on market changes, based on different needs in the business, we need to change our direction. That's something that's very important to us. And also, the agile mindset within IT, to be able to say, not just in how we develop software are we willing to change direction, but even the way we communicate with our internal and external customers, the way we support our partnerships, just always looking for a way that we can innovate and improve.
Well, how does that impact product management specifically, or project management?
Well, project management is impacted because over the past years, there's been a trend in the industry toward agile practices. And with agile practices, most people are trying to figure out what is the minimum that we can do,
right,
and still call it a project, essentially. but with that, there are still certain requirements that you have to meet. So with project management, you're trying to walk a line between having the required documentation that perhaps you would need for auditability, for some sort of reference that you need, versus having so much that is so heavy for the teams that they feel that they can't get their work done because they're trying to meet the documentation and information requirements that are coming down from perhaps a group like mine or a PMO. So the balance we walk is make sure that it is light enough that the teams have what they need to stay fast, but that we can still get the documentation we need to meet our regulatory and legal requirements.
Interesting. So how about your side of the question here? What do you get outside of having a reference client? What do you get out of this partnership?
Well, you know, for me, you know, I'm in a building mode. Raleigh has a number of customers in the Raleigh area. But at the same time, a referenceable customer is worth its weight in gold. And by making sure that they're happy and that they're satisfied, we can leverage that to bring in other customers. And we can build the relationship even deeper. And ultimately, you know, revenue, I said this to Hope when I first met her, you know, if you're a reference, everything that you want will come from this relationship, and everything that Raleigh wants will come from this relationship. And so ultimately, that's our simple goal.
So do you take advantage of both sides of their offerings then, both their software and their consultative services?
Absolutely. In the past year, when we realized we needed to focus a lot more on Agile and make it very intentional, we brought in their consultation group. We had workshops, we did other things, and based on those engagements, we were able to build out roadmaps for our upcoming year, which, you know, was earlier this year. But based on that, we saw where we could make improvements, where we perhaps needed to put more focus. And we've brought to fruition some of those things that we discovered during those engagements.
So how do you decide that you want to keep working with an outsourcing company instead of trying to perfect this internally and be your own agile company?
Well, I think the way this relationship truly works is we rely on Raleigh a lot for the tooling expertise, giving us a platform that people can work on collaboratively across IT. It helps with communication. It helps to minimize distracting conversations because everyone can reference one single source of truth and know what the progress is on certain projects. Now, as far as the maturity of the Agile practice and other things like that, that falls squarely on Red Hat IT. We do employ consultants, and they come in, but it is up to us to implement. So the success of the consultative engagement is certain. We ask them to come in, do an analysis, give us information. It's up to us to make sure that we follow their advice. So far, we've done pretty well with that. We hope we will evolve to the point in a couple of years that maybe we'll need another engagement because we'll be at a higher level and we'll need to look from a different perspective.
It's great that you have that confidence in your vendor.
It's very, very nice to hear that. And
yeah, he's smiling. I wish we had video right now.
Absolutely. But you know, at the same time, I mean, ultimately, you know, we'll never be a huge consulting company. But what we're trying to do is help our customers through their Agile journey. And through that, you know, we want to, as the old expression goes, we want to teach them how to fish, and therefore they will eat for life. And ultimately, our goal is to create a series of internal consultants that are our Red Hat employees who can help put forth this Agile methodology, this Agile mental approach, and the and help continue to transform their organization. Because, you know, there's no done. I mean, a feature that you may implement will be done at some point, but the transformation, I mean, you know,
that is a little scary, isn't it, though? I mean, it's never done.
Well, it's actually pretty exciting. For most people who work in technology, if something really is ever done, they would be pretty disappointed.
they never go on to the next project.
Yeah, part of what I think keeps some people excited, I know for me, is always there's something new. There's always something different to look at. But going back to what Gary's saying about the internal responsibility, we have an Agile community of practice within IT. Well, it was started within IT, but it's now Red Hat wide. This existed since January of last year. I started it because I recognized that there was a need for us to have internal touch points and coaching that we could sustain ourselves. That community has grown to the point that we had a Red Hat Agile Day. We actually had a conference that was spearheaded by Greg Neighbors, who was the person I brought in to help us mature the Agile community of practice, but it's global now. And through that, we have people who stand up and volunteer and say, I believe I have some expertise. I see that there is a way that I can contribute. So it's an open community. Red Hat is built on community and collaboration. So through that community, we're also able to improve our practice.
Do you have any tips or hints for a company that is looking to work more closely and more successfully with their vendors as a true partner as opposed to someone who's just selling them something?
I think the first thing is to reference Gary is get references. Mm-hmm. Find out who the vendor actually is.
Now, how do you go about that, by the way? Do you just literally ask them for a list of people that they're working with, or do you try to?
I will ask for a list of who they're working with. But then as I go through that list, I will say to the people there, do you know anyone else who might be also using this software?
Yeah.
Because then you get another layer, and maybe the person that they reference has a little bit of a different perspective.
Sure.
But if you know going in that you have a vendor who doesn't have a fantastic reputation, there's not a lot of leeway for you to probably have a good relationship with that vendor either. But if it's a vendor with a good reputation, the thing that I always strive for, and hopefully Gary will back me up on this, is just open and honest and transparent communication, saying, this is where I am. These are the things I need. can you assist me? Mm-hmm. And if you can't, can you perhaps give me some ideas? Because usually there's a direction that you need to go in. Maybe the vendor can't be all things to all people, but in that one area, usually we rely on our vendors to also perform sometimes a little bit of a consultative role.
Yeah.
Not that maybe that is what they're actually being paid for, but just in the spirit of partnership, and Rally has excelled in that for us.
I would assume that if companies are not being terribly transparent and honest about what they're able to deliver, that will demonstrate itself pretty quickly.
Yes.
And likely not be a very good reference.
I've said for a long time, square pegs and round holes, selfishly, it's not worth it to bring in a new customer when you know that the fit isn't there, mm-hmm. because ultimately they will suck down so much of your time.
Exactly.
That it's just not worth it. And, you know, to Hope's point, yes, I'm going to back you up. Openness
good.
And honesty and open communications. It's, first of all, it's part of the Agile manifesto.
Yes.
So first of all, and second of all, you know, from my perspective, I love customers who provide us open and honest feedback. And even if it's not so complimentary, because that's an opportunity to improve.
Mm-hmm.
And without that, you're at risk of being thrown out the door. And I think from my perspective, it's very difficult sometimes to obtain that kind of trust early in the relationship. And I often will tell this quick story. So your car isn't running right. You take it into the shop. You tell the mechanic, change the spark plugs. You get it back. And then you go back to them and go, you know, it's still stalling. And the point is that you should have told them it was stalling, not to change the spark plugs. And so a lot of times our customers will, I need this. Well, hold on. Let's take two steps back. Let's learn and examine what you're doing. And maybe you don't need that. Maybe you need a piece of this and a piece of that.
Interesting. Okay, well, this has really been very insightful. I really thank both of you for being here. It's been a great show today. Hope, if people are interested in, first of all, learning more about SaaS, where would they go? And second of all, if they're interested in speaking with you about project management and all the things you're learning, how would they do that?
Mm-hmm. I would say the easiest avenue for both of those things, if they are interested, is just to send an email to me. And my email address is very easy.
Excellent.
Just hope@redhat.com.
You're the only Hope at Red Hat?
I'm the only Hope at
Red Hat. Oh, my goodness. Out of more than 80 offices worldwide.
Yeah, and around 7,000 employees.
Oh, good Lord. Well, that's very cool. Well, great. Thanks. You were a great guest. Thanks for being on the show today. And also, Gary, tell us how we get a hold of you if we need some help with agile development or consultation.
Sure. There's a couple of ways to do that. First, there's the rallydev.site, rallydev.com. There's me, that's Gary Mendelson, and it's GMENDELSON at rallydev.com. And lastly, I would not be complete if I didn't tell you my Twitter handle, which you enjoyed last time, which is GDM007007.
Okay, and everybody better be following you on Twitter after that one.
That's right.
Thanks again, both of you, for being on the show today and helping us understand what makes for great partners.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And this is Anne Ravel-Petcher. Until next time, for Carolina Connections.